Hello?
Hi, Ross?
Yeah?
Hey, Ross, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash calling back about the Google Guaranteed. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Happy Friday, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, pretty close to 4th of July, yeah.
Right?
But Good Friday, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So let me see here. I'm just kind of pulling everything up. You have a couple of different options with the Google Guarantee. I know that I had gone over it a little bit with you at the point of sale regarding what you have available. But with the Google Guarantee, are you licensed and insured?
Yes.
Can you pass a background check?
Yeah.
Okay, so the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get the background check completed and get the Google Guarantee badge of approval. The Google Guarantee process, the maximum amount of time that it takes to get it going, Ross, is 48 weeks. I've seen it happen a lot sooner. It really depends on how quickly you get the application back to us. From the application, they're going to ask you to upload the business documents, the business insurance, the business license, the EIN number, your social security number, and a photo identification. The application itself really only takes about 10 minutes to completely fill out. And once it's filled out, then we can go ahead and process it with the client onboarding. Now, for the services that you're providing, I know that you're offering the painting and the remodeling. Which one are you showcasing right now? Or you want an even amount of both?
Even amount of both.
Okay. So in that case, let me see here, your lead cost, let me pull that up. Give me just a second. Because the way that it works is once your Google Guarantee approved, then we go ahead and we list you for the verticals. You would qualify for the general contractor vertical as well as for the handyman verticals in order to capture all of those type of leads. So let me see here. Okay, the handyman leads are a little bit more affordable, and I can go through the subcategory keywords. If you want both verticals, the way that it would work, which we can give you both verticals, we would just give you the higher budget of those. So for the lead cost on that, give me just a second. My calculator is giving me problems. I'm trying to get it pulled up. Oh, my goodness. Come on. Here it is. Let me go there. Okay. Okay, so the general contractor leads are $66.67 with a minimum monthly budget of $869. The handyman vertical leads are $41.33 with a minimum monthly budget of $539. So the way that it would work is like this. If you want an even amount of both, then we would charge the higher lead budget. We would charge the $869, and then the leads would come out at the regular cost of the $66.67, if it's a general contractor lead, or if it's a handyman lead for the painting and the different things within that, it would be $41.33. So we would charge the higher budget and just pull within that. Okay. Hello, Ross, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. General contractor keyword services are accessory buildings, bathroom remodels, decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, roofing, and other. Are you offering all of those services?
Well, the bath remodels, is that in the $66 category or something?
It is. The kitchen and bathroom remodels, those are both in the $66 category.
Uh-huh.
If you only want to offer the kitchen and the bathroom remodels, we can make sure that those are the only words for the $66 one that you're coming up for. So it doesn't have to come. You don't have to take all of those verticals, all of those keywords within the vertical if you don't want to.
Yeah, well, a lot of those keys, you know, I don't do pretty much.
Right.
Concrete or roofing and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Then we don't have to list you for those things at all. We would only list you, so you're doing the bathroom remodels. You're doing the home remodel and renovation, right?
Uh-huh.
Home addition.
Well, not really home addition, no.
No? Okay. Interior finishing?
Any interior finishing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
Kitchen remodel?
Yeah, maybe, uh-huh.
Okay, so those are the keywords that we would list you for under the general contractor. Now, with the handyman vertical, this is where you get the painting. It also has for flooring, water fixtures, tile, installing flooring, drywall, fans, tile. Also, if you want, you have the ability to do mount TVs, but that's probably not something that you want to offer. And then, of course, the painting falls under the handyman vertical as well. Now,
uh-huh.
The advantage to this, Ross, is that you only pay for the qualified leads, okay? So Google assigns you a call tracking phone number that is specific to your business. And what we do with that is those calls are all recorded because you have, first and foremost, the calls are exclusive. They're coming directly to you, and they're, like I said, they're actual human beings on the other end of the phone. So when they contact you, if it's a sales or solicitation call, or if they're requesting a service that you don't provide that's not listed in your service profile, or if they request a service outside of your service radius, meaning in an area that you don't provide and it's not listed on your profile, you're not charged for any of those leads. You're only charged if you give estimate over the phone, which you probably never do, or if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the only two instances that are considered qualified calls. Now, all those calls are recorded, and AI is listening to all of those calls looking for those specific buzzwords. In the event that any one of those unqualified calls happen to slip through, then we go ahead and we dispute it for you directly with Google because we have access to the call recording. You have access to the call recording. So does Google. And we can just go ahead and dispute it and get the money back on that. Now, that hasn't happened very often, but in the event that it does, we have our own team at Google for the Google guarantee in order to help us with that. Okay?
Yeah, so if the amount is like $860 a month, that's estimated. Once that amount is incurred, do they keep going or do they stop?
No, they stop. So the way it works is that it's going to give you approximately 3 leads a week for the $869. Okay. The only upfront cost to get everything going is the $250 application fee. And then we would go ahead and get you Google Guarantee approved for the both verticals, the handyman vertical and the general contractor vertical. Once you're approved, then we're going to contact you and we're going to say, okay, these are the specific keywords. Which ones do you want? Which ones don't you want? You're going to give us a list of exactly what you want. We're going to set that up and we're going to charge the lead budget, the $869. Now, the leads are going to come into you at approximately 3 leads a week. You have the ability to increase that or decrease that. You can crank it up. You can say, I want 6 leads a week. Or you can pause it at any time. And when you pause it, that budget rolls over to the following month. It is not an automatic charge. We only charge the lead budget once the original lead budget has been exhausted and we have approval from you. So it's not an automatic charge at all. There's no chance that you're accidentally going to get charged for leads coming in that you don't know about.
Okay.
It's not carte blanche on your card. Nothing like Home Advisor, Angie's List, or Porch, or Thumbtack, or how any of that stuff works. Completely different set of rules. You want to give it a shot?
Well, I'm not prepared to make the payment at this moment.
The $250 application fee?
Yeah, but Monday would be better.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm kind of tied up today, that's why, so.
Yeah, no worries. Well, what we do is we just charge the application fee, and then we can go ahead and we send you the application and give you the weekend to go over and get everything filled out, because it's going to take you, you know, not very long, but I know you're busy and you're always working in the field, so you're going to need time to get the application filled out. So we'd give you a couple of days with that.
Okay, so you can send that over?
I can send it over once you give me the approval to charge the application fee, the $250.
Okay. Okay. All right. And you guys are there till 5 today?
We're here until 4 p.m. today. Yeah. So the card that I have on file for you is a visa ending in 7158.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I can't give the approval on that right now, but maybe later today or tomorrow or Monday.
Okay. Okay, well, you let me know. Do you want me to try you back later on this afternoon?
No, Monday would probably be better.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm pretty busy today, so I probably won't be too free.
Okay.
But, you know, I am more interested in solid work, you know, especially these months of the year.
Right. That's absolutely what this is going to be and do for you. This is the Google built this service to trump all other pay-per-lead services. So this product is absolutely fantastic, and you're already utilizing so many of our other products. You're going to love it.
Yeah. Well, I'm interested in the remodel stuff too. You know, I pretty much do it all, but I just, you know, I mean, if there's concrete, you know, I can sub it out, you know, and stuff like that. That's not a problem. But
that's up to you if you want to take it. You have time to think about it, too. So as soon as we can get that squared away, then I can send you the application out and we can get it moving forward, okay?
Yeah. Now, you have a callback number. You call me on the 951, but the main number is a 949.
Mm-hmm.
The 339-0782.
Right. Do you prefer me to call you on the 949 number?
Yeah, because that's the number that's going to be in the ad. We want to make sure, you know.
That's the number you want me to call you on, though, is the business line, not your personal?
Well, it doesn't matter. Just so you have the 949 and it doesn't get
it
confused with the 951.
Nope. It's not at all. It's the main priority number. The 949-339-0782 is the main number on your account that all clients call.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, at least we got that straight.
Yes, we did get that straightened out for you. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I've been on Splash before, but that was like a year and a half ago. So they're getting a 714 number. It confused on one of the ads, so they have to pull it.
Right. That was the old listing that you had through the Google profile, and they definitely did have to pull that. I had told them to take that off before because you had already let me know that number wasn't accurate, so I apologize for that.
Yeah. Well, that's no problem.
Okay.
I guess I'm lucky that they've already got it up and running, so hopefully, you know, it'll pick up. So.
Right. So what time do you want me to call you on Monday?
I don't know, maybe like 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock is good for you on Monday? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 1 o'clock will be fine.
Okay. All right, we'll get it going for you about 1 o'clock, and then we can go ahead and schedule your client onboarding and get everything else moving forward.
Yeah, that would be good, yeah, especially if it's going to take weeks and weeks to establish. It should only take a couple weeks to run a background check, you know. But
right.
Just the application, I'll be able to fill it out or you'll fill it out?
You'll fill it out. You have to be the one to fill it out because it's all of your contact information with your phone number and your information. It's your background check, but it's really easy platform. So you can open it on your phone or you can open it on the computer, and you're literally just going to upload the documents they're asking for, and they ask about 5 questions that are super easy answers. I mean, it's all stuff that you know about your business when it was established. If there's anybody else in the company that's doing face-to-face estimates, then you can put them down as a face-to-face employee. If you're not 100% sure about them, I don't suggest that you put them down. If you're not sure that they're going to pass the background check or that you want them associated with your business, then don't put them down on the application, okay?
No, I probably won't put anybody down on the application.
I wouldn't if I was you. I generally tell people that don't put anybody on the application unless you're 1,000,000% sure about them.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so no, I won't be sending anybody out there to do estimates, so.
Yeah.
You know, so, I would do the estimates.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I have workers, but most of the time I use the labor-ready people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all background checked and everything.
Right.
So I use that as a backup if I need it, so.
Right.
So they pretty much handle all the paperwork on that, too. It makes it much easier for me on some cases, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like a smart way to go, definitely, because they've already taken all the legwork out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I look
forward
to talking
to you on
Monday.
Well, we'll see how much legwork we get.
So. Yes, absolutely. And I'll give you a call Monday and we'll get you going, okay?
Okay. All right. That sounds great.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye.